Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories.
Well, here's to the first full day of spring. It started last night after 11, and some areas could actually get a little snow before it's all over tonight, particularly in the northern reaches. Let's bring in AccuWeather meteorologist Brian Thompson now to set the stage for us. Brian, when and where is this expected to happen tonight?
Well, it's going to be very isolated, Larry, and we're not going to see any accumulation, that's for sure. This is mostly going to be rain showers that come through the rest of this afternoon and into early this evening. We have a cold front that's coming in from the north and west. That's what's triggering these showers. Temperatures are actually in the 50s across the area right now, and this is going to probably be the warmest day we see for a few days. But as we head into this evening, there could be some wet snowflakes that mix in with some of these showers before they taper off. But it will be turning much colder tonight. Lows will be near 30, and real feels will be in the 30s throughout the day tomorrow. Larry?
Brian, and we begin this afternoon with another spoke in our State of the Borough series. A community board in North Queens has been trying to get a new police precinct since the beginning of time. Somebody says, in fact, they hadn't even started making watches yet. It's been that long. Well, the outcry is that there is little to no police coverage on the outer perimeter in places like Whitestone, Bay Terrace, College Point. And as the big Willits Point development takes shape out there with all its new residents, neighbors say, we're not trying to hear any more talk about a viability study. Oh, no. We need somebody downtown to say, yes, we will put in an additional police precinct. But easier said than done. And so we begin the afternoon with wishful thinking in the 109. Here's Mac Rosenberg.
Community Board 7 wants a new precinct to focus on College Point, Whitestone, Beechhurst, Malba, and Bay Terrace. Vice Chair of the Community Board, Chuck Apelian, once took a ride through the district and saw zero police officers.
Crime doesn't have to be a murder to be something that's life-threatening or concerning to someone. And this is the kind of thing that we're seeing, that there isn't any police precinct, there isn't any presence, and people are very worried about it.
The city has added more police to the area.
Yes, these things are taking place, and it does help. But in the long-range plan, we're still going to need that additional police precinct.
The city is open to exploring the idea. Council member Vicky Palladino thinks it'll happen.
If they put their nose to the grindstone, the city could have this built probably within 5 to 6 years.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And we will keep you posted on any movement towards what could turn out to be a break in the norm, that is, putting in another precinct in an area where community boards are usually allowed only one. Deputy Mayor for Public Safety Phil Banks says city agencies again assessing the potential viability for a new precinct there, but also says it would not be a short-term solution. In East Harlem, they threw a guy in jail for allegedly blasting a pair of cops with mace early this morning. Cops say the 57-year-old man went through the emergency gates at 116 and Lex about 3 this morning. Two uniforms approached him, and the police report says that's when he shot him a whiff of pepper spray right in the face. The suspect was arrested. The officers went to the hospital to get checked out. Charges are pending now against Dr. Pepper. Former Marine Daniel Penny back in court today facing manslaughter charges in the chokehold death of a fellow strap hanger in the subway.
The judge set a trial date for this controversial case, October 8th. Penny's lawyers say he was protecting himself and other riders when he subdued 30-year-old Jordan Neely, who, according to Penny, was behaving in a threatening manner while begging for food. But a witness says Neely was not violent to others. And Lennon Edwards, representing the Neely family, says being distressed doesn't mean Neely was dangerous.
He had no gun. He had no knife. He was hungry. He asked for food.
Some people consider the former Marine a hero, while Neely's family wants Penny convicted and sentenced. Ron Drew Stern, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at Manhattan Criminal Court.
A big vote today involving Community Education Council number 2. That's the unit that covers large areas of Lower Manhattan and the Upper East. They're voting on a resolution to form a group which is proposing changes to the current gender guidelines in schools. Translation, it could urge the city to bar transgender girls from playing sports align with their gender identities. Gavin Healy is an elected member of that council.
In this particular case, some of our members have asked the DOE to review or revisit the guidelines on participation in sports, and particularly since 2019, students in public school athletics have been allowed to participate in sports based on their gender identity rather than their biological sex.
The resolution, if passed, is non-binding, but it's already drawing swift condemnation in the liberal areas of Manhattan, including the LGBTQ plus community, who see it as an attack. It is a hot potato right now. We'll let you know how the vote turns out on that. From Haiti, Caribbean leaders say most groups and political parties have submitted names now for a transitional presidential council charged with picking an interim prime minister to do something about the gang warfare that's going on in that country. Well, in the meantime, back here, officials looking at options now at all levels of government to help Americans and Haitians who are trying to escape that violence.
And each every day we hear horror stories coming out of Haiti of family members having loved ones kidnapped, murdered, raped, and all sorts of violent atrocities.
Today, Mayor Adams and Reverend Al Sharpton joined with Haitian faith community leaders to demand the U.S. government help stabilize the Caribbean nation in crisis, as the leadership there comes under mounting pressure from gangs.
Largest Haitian population resides here in our city. Many of them have family members who are currently still there.
Community leaders are also urging the federal government to investigate the flow of U.S. guns into Haiti.
There is reports that gun trafficking from Florida is providing arms for the gang.
Astrid Martinez, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM at City Hall.
Yeah, it's a pretty bad situation there for sure. Also today, cops looking for a one-man wrecking crew who has a sweet tooth for Astoria and other nearby neighborhoods, burglarizing people's homes by any means he can find. Glenn Chuck says he's almost up to a dozen break-ins.
From Woodside to Sunnyside to here in Astoria, the same guy nine times now breaking into homes and apartments, getting through windows or unlocked doors. Total take in property and cash, at least $35,000. I spoke with this couple on 31st Street about what's going on.
Yeah, but you'd have to expect the cops to do something. I don't think 311 has ever answered anything, let alone any emergency calls in this neighborhood.
We're on the second floor. I'm not that worried. I feel safe in our house. It's unfortunate that's happening, but
thankfully, nobody hurt in all of these break-ins. That surveillance photo of the suspect, we'll put it up on our website. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM, 31st Street in Astoria.
And, of course, if you know anything about it, they want you to call Crime Stoppers at 800-577-TIPS. Well, she doesn't look a day over 249, but America will ring in her upcoming 250th with a massive international parade of tall sailing ships in New York Harbor on the 4th of July. Don't get too giddy, though. That's July 4th, 2026. The event will be a throwback to similar ship parades in 1976 and in 2000. Expected to attract more than 6 million visitors and serve as a symbol of America's preeminent place in the world. A so-called Sail Forth 250 flotilla will be made up of ships representing several nations. It'll be the largest ever. It'll also mark a major time in the tri-state since it'll come one day before a World Cup semifinal match on July the 5th over at MetLife. Going to be a busy one. A warning from Mayor Adams tonight. You better pay your water bill or we're cutting you off. The city says it's owed a total of $102 million from about 2,400 chronically delinquent water service accounts. Translation, folk who won't pay their bill. And now they're officially on notice to pay up or enter into a payment agreement in the next 15 days or you're having your water access shut off. The mayor says some of the worst offenders are big commercial properties and they're leaving the little guy picking up the slack.
When you don't pay your bill, low-income New Yorkers have to pick up the tab. That is why we don't want to increase water rates in the city. We want to keep it affordable. A penny a gallon. You can pay a penny a gallon. Pay your bill. If not, we will shut off your water.
During today's announcement, the mayor put a water shutoff notice on the front of a $17 million building in Manhattan, which owes the city, ready for this, $400,000 in back water bills. Oof.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Odyssey celebrates Mother's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.